Well, if you followed along to this last track, then you probably have some kind of interest in at least hearing how you might become personally involved with us. Highways and Byways is a branch of House of Prayer Ministries out of Forksville, Pennsylvania. Among other things, we produce a weekly 30-minute radio program. We purchase time on local radio stations and broadcast that way. It's called House of Prayer Radio, and it's a condensed version of this Highways and Byways monthly audio magazine. We have several other outreach projects as well, and I invite you to take a look at our main website at www.prayerhouses.com. That's all one word, prayerhouses.com. You'll get the big picture there on our various outreaches. Now, getting involved with Highways and Byways, well, that's done in a couple of ways. You can subscribe to Highways and Byways for a donation of $36 to House of Prayer Ministries. We're a nonprofit organization. We'll send you a tax receipt. You'll receive 12 months of Highways and Byways, so of course that breaks down to about $3 a month, and that includes shipping. Now, at this point, you're involved more than you might think, because part of that donation goes directly to sponsoring a free CD at a truck stop each month. So you become involved just by subscribing for the monthly mailing to your address. Now, if you want to sponsor a truck stop in your area or one that we choose, you need to contact us and give us your contact information so that we can get a hold of you and tell you how to do this effectively. And by the way, we want to send out a huge thank you to our brother Ross. He works out of the Gaithersburg area of Maryland, and he has just partnered with us to begin sponsoring the truck stop near his home in State Line, Pennsylvania. And a very big thank you goes out to our brother Bob out of Loganton, PA, who's sponsored a subscription for someone who can't afford it for themselves. God bless both of you. Finally, if you like what you hear and you want to simply contribute to the ministries of Highways and Byways, we thank the Lord for putting it upon your heart, and we thank you for not only hearing, but doing what it is that the Lord tells you to do. Many folks hear what the Lord says, but they never get around to actually doing it. So we bless you for your obedience to His voice, no matter what it is that He tells you to do. Now, there's another way to get involved here, my friend. You can call into the 24-hour voicemail line and give us a short testimony of God's goodness. Tell us what your favorite part of Highways and Byways is. And give us a topical suggestion or a spiritually related question to tackle on the next Highways and Byways. And you can also become a prayer partner with us. That's the most important thing of all, standing with us in prayer, asking God to continue to move upon the hearts and in the lives of individuals. As always, remember that we're here for your prayer concerns, too. I may be out on the road in the big truck part of the time, but there's always an intercessory prayer team at home for all prayer needs. Well, thank you for following me all the way to the end of this month's Highways and Byways. We like to put a special thank you song at the end of the last track each month, so enjoy a parting song, and once again, may God bless all that you set your heart and hands to do for Him.
The summer breeze made ripples on the pond and rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood as I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore, but I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. amazing grace. Oh, how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air. There was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave it home. That seemed like such a small, small price to pay for the blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. This road is long and dusty. Sometimes a soul, it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water rushing over me again. See no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord.